Now, a woman from Scotland is running the London Marathon today to raise money for a charity based in Sheffield. Debbie J. Marsh from Aberdeenshire is taking on the challenge to support the South Yorkshire Chaplaincy and Listening Service, which provides chaplaincy listening and training services to support people through life's challenges. And I can talk to Debbie Jo now. Thank you for joining me this morning. How are you feeling ahead of this? I was about to say this marathon, a task, but it's a marathon. So, yeah, how are you feeling?
It is a marathon. I think I'm going backwards and forwards from completely terrified to excited to just bursting into tears to just pride. It's a mixture.
A very mixed bag of emotions. We'll talk a bit more about the marathon, the training and all of that jazz. But you live a long, long way from Sheffield. How did you get involved with the South Yorkshire Chaplaincy and Listening Service?
Sure. Well, yeah, I live up in Scotland, in the northeast of Scotland, but originally from London. And my husband is from Sheffield, so I'm sure he wishes Sheffield a big hello right now. I met Linda and Baz, who are the CEOs of Cycles, quite a while ago. And I just was so struck by their passion and just their authenticity, really, just as really raw, real people that cared a great deal for other people. And I think when Linda shared her vision for the organisation, I just thought, I need to stay in touch. I just want to know more about this. I want to be able to support it. And I think over the years, I've just seen it grow. And it's a charity that I hugely believe in. They're a great charity, great listeners, really skilled, totally compassionate. And people really matter to them. And that matters to me.
They are absolutely wonderful people. I've had Baz and Linda Gascoigne on the show quite a few times. Specifically, obviously, it's about listening. Remind us exactly who can access this service?
I think anybody with a story, anybody that might be going through something challenging in their life that needs some space to be able to talk, free from judgment, free from someone trying to fix it. Free from needing to care for the person in front of them, but just someone who's finding life difficult can access the service either through a GP or they're in schools, they're in workplaces. Just ask, look them up online, you'll find a bit more about them as well.
They're brilliant. And there's just something about certain people who are just fantastic listeners, and they are those kinds of people. What gave you the idea to run the London Marathon, which you say this morning, just the prospect of the fact that it's going to happen is filling you with all sorts of emotions? Why did you want to do it?
I think, I work as a chaplain in a hospital, and I think over COVID, it was pretty traumatic. It was pretty grim, I won't lie. And I think my way of coping with that was just to disconnect my mind from my body. And I got to the point where I just thought, do you know what? I need to reconnect with my body again. I need to process the traumatic experiences that happened. And running a marathon is an amazing way to do that, to pick yourself up, to reconnect with your body, to work hard, to connect with brilliant people who also get what it means to run a marathon. And it just really helps to clear the mind and process life in all its ups and downs.
It's interesting you said, I just want to pick you up on that, like sort of disconnect from your body. Was it is a kind of rejection of your body, a feeling of sort of not being in control of what it does and whether or not it gets poorly, and seeing people who were in that situation too and sort of, was that
it
what
can
it was
be.
About?
Yeah, it can be. I think it's a way of coping. Mm. We're all so different, and when difficult things happen in our lives, we can either run towards them and fight them, or we might run towards something that's not so helpful to help us cope. My thing tends to be just to go numb and disconnect and just crack on, just do the job, just do what's in front of me without really, really being engaged properly. And that's not a way to live. I want to embrace life, so I just thought I need to do something about it, and marathon training has really helped me to do that.
Well, and very much, it's about your body and mind working together, because without, you could have the fittest body on the planet, but you need that mental strength to get through. How has training gone then so far?
Training in the northeast of Scotland has been interesting. the weather is always one of the challenges, and I live in a really hilly part, although I know Sheffield has certainly got its fair share of hills as well. So it's been really interesting. And then I got COVID about 6 weeks ago, so
oh,
that
no.
was a bit tense. I know. But it's gone all right. It's gone okay. I think I'm always thinking I've not quite done enough, but apparently that's quite normal in marathon runners to not quite feel that you've done enough. But I'm definitely fitter than I was this time last year, so that's a bonus.
And are you sort of, is the aim to finish it, or have you got any kind of sort of highfalutin? I've got to do it in sub whatever hours or what have you, or are you just, as long as I get through it, that'll be fine.
I think getting through it, I think I want to really take in the whole experience. So I have done a marathon before, and I knew that I was only focused on the finish line. Mm. This time I want to soak up the atmosphere, just notice what's around me, and really encourage other runners. And the stories of why people run always get me. I love a story. As a chaplain, I love a story. That's my job. So I want to hear as many stories, but they always make me cry as well. So I may dehydrate from tears and crying.
I've got a very vivid image of you now running and crying all at the same time. Debbie Jo, look, good luck with it. What time will you be setting off?
I will be crossing the start line at about 11:15.
Okay.
So hopefully that's not when the rain starts, but
fingers
crossed.
We'll see. Yeah, you live in Scotland, you're used to rain. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning. Debbie Jo Marsh from Aberdeenshire. She's taking part in the London Marathon today to raise money for the South Yorkshire Chaplaincy and Listening Service. And if you want to support her, you can find her fundraising page online. It's justgiving.com/fundraising/ Debbie-Jo-Marsh2, or you can give us a call at 800-111-4949, and we'll pass the details on.